Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Alice, you had a first date the other day. You thought it went okay, and then you find out the woman hates your guts. What happened there?
I don't think she hates my guts, but it was a little strange. So she wanted me to bring chocolate or flowers or some sort of token of, I guess, appreciation for her time.
For a first date.
Yeah.
And you had never met her before. This was someone that you met online.
Yeah. And so at first, like, we're talking, right? So I my grandfather was in the hospital for a little bit. He had just gotten back to his apartment, so I went to see him even before I went. Like, and I don't have time during my day. I got two jobs. I got a lot. So if I'm squeezing in time for you, you know, you're important. It's an important, you know, thing. So I drove a half hour to the Swickley area for this date.
Wow.
Bought drinks.
Paid for them.
Yeah. And she had told me beforehand, she's like, oh, I like chocolate or flowers, or, you know, and I was like, all right, well, you know.
Wait,
I don't know.
A second. This changes everything.
Do you think so?
You told me that on the back end, she was disappointed in you because you didn't bring chocolate or flowers.
No, I did. So here's what it is, though. Like, I told her, I'm like, I don't know if I have time to, you know. She's like, you could just, like, pick up flowers.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm like, eh. You know, so I went. I'm like, I'll buy you drinks. You know, we're good. And then she's like, oh, I was just testing you, you know, when we were on the date. Like, she was telling me. She's like, oh, I just wanted to see what you would do. And I'm like, all right, this is normal. It's fine. All right. You know, maybe women do that. I don't know. But good conversation. Good time. So she didn't talk to me then for like 3 days after that. And I was like, ugh. Yeah, okay. And so then I get one of these random, you know how they put on like TikTok or like on social media, they just got these people like saying wisdom things.
Yes, of course.
Well, she sent me this random video of this random woman like, well, I'm just a traditionalist and, you know, like I want to be like cared for, absolutely. I think the man should be like manly man or whatever and do all these things for me. And I was like, I just didn't respond to the video. I'm like, all right, well, this is, I think I see where we're coming from.
So I'm going to put this up as a Twitter poll.
Okay.
Are you expected as the man to bring flowers or chocolate on a first date? I'm going to put that out there. We'll see what the people say. If she said that beforehand and you're trying to make a good impression, I probably would have brought flowers or chocolate. And I understand that you got a lot of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And so you're very busy and you're going 30 minutes. I do understand all that. If she expressed it beforehand, I think I am getting the flowers or the chocolate. If she doesn't express it, no, I'm never buying flowers or chocolate on a first date. I'm not spending, this might sound bad, but I'm not spending my money on you if I don't know if we're going to like each other. We might not align on anything. We might have a terrible time. And now I'm out $30 on chocolate and flowers plus the drinks or the meal that I get you, and we're never going to see each other again? No. If there's a second date, Because the first day went so well, then I'm buying flowers. I'm buying chocolates.
This is what was off-putting to me, though. She said, I talked to my girls and my coworkers about our date, and they were all like, yeah, he sounds nice, but where is the outstanding part? And you all talk to me all the time. You hear me talk. Where's the outstanding part? I don't think anybody has ever said that to me, ever.
Yeah, you are a wonderful man. And you are going to treat a woman with the utmost respect. And I imagine that you are a tremendous partner in a relationship. She needs to give this thing time. But you need to cut ties if she hasn't already. Red flags. Get rid of her.
Oh, I just stopped. I just stopped responding.
That's the appropriate response.
She's like, if you're not in a place to give all you can, I understand that. And I'm like
I'm going to put up a Twitter poll.
Okay.
Do you buy chocolate or flowers for somebody on a first date?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.